Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ram.
I think that we should see a therapist.
I mean, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Casey, and you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. I am your life enhancement coaching specialist. As a life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you get from wherever you are to wherever you desire to be. I do that with my education, my experience, and my current research and development of some new psychological theories. Now, today, we are going to do a 15-minute motivation. 15 minutes of pure motivation by Speaking Freedom, good head group, and love gang. I don't know where those things come from. Anywho, we are going to talk about the power of perception. Now, I was on Facebook this morning. I hate saying morning. I was on Facebook early today. And while I was on Facebook, my first question that kind of developed into a slight ramble rant of questions. My first question was, what would you do if you were in my shoes? If you, for those of you who follow me on Instagram or have been for the last 4 years, for those of you who know my story or believe you know my story, my question was from a state and a perception or perspective of, could you handle what I handle? Could you go through what I've been through and still make it to where I am right now? Could you overcome? Could you have understood? Could you take in the things that I've taken in and then changed it and made it what I needed it to be in order to get to where I needed to go? Now, the question was very, very heavy. And the reason why the question was heavy is because a lot of times, not just with myself, but especially with celebrities or people in the media, we get a perception or perspective about them without really knowing much background of why they feel, do,
or are the way they are. With that being said, we have to begin to understand people before we project what we believe is going on with them based on whatever our understanding, whatever our knowledge is, whatever our mentality or mind frame is, or based on our knowledge, our understanding, and our willingness to do something different, to be different, act different, and achieve something different. So today's motivation is about understanding the power of your perception before you project what you're feeling, thinking, and being onto someone else. Now, see, with perception, that means you take anything that is before you, and then you say what you believe it means, or give your opinion about it based on what you perceive, based on your understanding, based on your knowledge, based on where you are, based on what you've been exposed to. Now, if a person that you are looking at in judgment, looking at in contempt, looking at to condemn, or looking to just pass off negative energy to, if they have come from a different background, your perception won't be the same as their perception. If they have a different idea of how to move something forward, then your perception won't be the same as your projections that you're making on them. See, now for me, I've overcome a lot. And a lot of people have oftentimes projected negativity onto me. Before I knew about being bad, people thought that I was bad. As a child, small child, people assumed that I was a troublemaker before I had a chance to actually be a troublemaker. So then when I grew up to become what people projected onto me, it was like, oh, yeah, I knew she would be a troublemaker. And that was while I was still growing up, though. However, if you look at my life now, I'm completely opposite of what people try to make me to be. And just because a person may seem some way or seem another way, even now, you could be a great, nice, kind-hearted person. You could be loving, enduring. You could be everything. And if a person sees you on a wrong day, catches you in a bad mood, or if you think differently, then you would be devil worshipers, you would be lost, you would be confused. Your whole society, your whole culture will do away with you and leave you for dead, basically, especially on a social media standpoint, if you are perceived wrong. People will turn on you based on the wrong perception. And the perception or the opinion or the judgment may not even be coming from a good place. And that's important because guess what? If you put yourself in my shoes, if you understood the things that the person that you're judging has gone through, how they got to where they are and why they are the way that they are and how they are, you may look at them differently. It actually will make you look at yourself differently, because if you have time to pick apart the next person, then your life should be totally in order. Now, I know it's about motivation. These are the things that I need you to know. If somebody is perceiving you wrong, if somebody is judging you, if somebody is misjudging you, but have little to no knowledge of your truth, your background, your history, they haven't even looked back in your Instagram or looked back through your Facebook post to see what type of person you are, what type of things you like, what interests you, what sparks your creativity. If they don't know any background information about you, if they haven't even taken the second to not, oh, Google me necessarily, even though you can do that, but if they haven't even looked at your social media posts, people say that I'm creepy because before I argue with someone first, I look at their social media. If I'm on social media and I post a comment and somebody takes it the wrong way or makes it their projection of something negative versus just it being what it is, then before I go back and forth with that person, guess what I do? Click on their profile. I click on their profile and I scroll. They could have 100,000 posts. They could have 5,000 posts. They could have 5 posts. I don't care how many posts they get. Guess what? I'm going to look through and see where their mind is at. based on where their mind is at, based on what they've been through, based on all of these factors. And no, your social media doesn't tell everything about you, but it does tell about your mindset. If you always tearing people down on your social media posts and you never lifting them up, that speaks to your mindset, what you got going on in your private life. If you always belittling people to make yourself feel better, that speaks to your mindset. See, and yeah, what you post on social media is a reflection of the way you think and the way you are, sometimes how you feel. Depending on what you use your social media site for, even in what I do with Speaking Freedom, on the Speaking Freedom page, on the Good Head Group Visionary page, and on the Speak Love Free KC page on Instagram, all of my posts are related to helping people, encouraging people. I talk shit a little bit, which, you know, I like to do that too. But most of the things about how we can encourage our culture, how we can change our culture, how we can grow as a country, how we can grow as people, and how we can uplift ourselves in a way that would allow for what we know to work better. Right now, we're in a state of a cycle of just confusion, really. And until we know better, we can't do better. So what I want to help you with is your perception of the things that you see. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care why it is. Before you fix your faith to judge, look back at their history. Understand who they are. Know them from a different level than wherever your mindset thinks you know them from. Understand how they think if you have access to their thoughts. Understand why they think that if you have access to their history. And this is why when you write a bio, if you're a business and you're listening to this, when you write a bio, I don't find nothing wrong with putting a whole lot of information in there, especially if it's a business based on your professional opinion or being able to help somebody. People need to know where you came from, how you got there, and how can you help them grow. Those are key things for people to understand your business, your purpose, and your vision, and then to want to support it, and then to want to carry it, and then to want to be a part of it. You have to help people understand you better. Now, some people don't want to understand. Some people just want to base whatever they feel off of however they feel at that moment. But in the next moment, that can change. In the next instant, they can feel different. Now, people call that bipolar disorder. Sometimes you just feel different. Like, what if something happens and change your mood? What if something happens and it clicks something in your mind that makes you recount or recant or rethink about something that you've already been through, and it instantly makes you uncomfortable? Listen, your perception of everybody else is a reflection of who you are. If you see bad in everybody, you need to work on you. Understanding perception will help you grow in your own life. Understanding perception will help you become a better person. It will help you to examine your life, because guess what? When you start putting yourself in other people's shoes, just for a second, just for a minute, just for an instant, you change the way you view them, and you change the way you view yourself. Because guess what? There are some things that some people have been through that you can't handle, that you'd be like, I don't know how they did that. It's a lot of people. I went to the military. I was in the military by the age of 17. By the age of 18, I was graduating basic training. There were people, there are still people to this day that say, I don't know how you went to the military. I would never do that. It takes a brave person to do that. If you're judging me and you couldn't go to the military, you couldn't handle being in the Iraq war and firing your weapon at people, strangers that you don't know, firing at you from buildings you can barely see, or getting in a high-speed chase trying to get away, until you understand that, you can never understand how I feel, because you don't know how it feels to be ambushed. You don't know how it feels to, unless you've grown up in a household where you were left alone and on your own a lot, or taken here, there, and there, and there, and there, and a lot of people watch you. You don't understand the way I see things. You don't understand why I see things the way I see things until you've been kicked out on your own at the age of 16, going on 17, or just turned 17, about to be 18, until you've been homeless and sleeping with a friend in an apartment that's for her, her, and her boyfriend and their child, you will never know why I choose, how I choose, and what I choose. Until you've been married, divorced, until you felt verbally abused, until you've been in a fist fight, until you've done and experienced the things that I've experienced, you cannot project your perception on me. And this is not just about me, but I use myself as an example because so many things can be held up from your wrong perception about others when you can't even perceive who you are yourself. Understand yourself. Learn yourself. Grow yourself. Give an account to yourself. The same way that I'm saying that people need to consider these things about why I am the way I am, they need to do the same thing for you. But before they can do that for you, you got to do that for yourself. Why are you the way you are? Look back at your own life. If you don't like some of the decisions that you've made to get you to where you are today, look back on your life and figure out, how did you get there? What made this happen this way? What decisions that you made then that you can make differently now? Sometimes the judgment that we put on others brings certain things back to us. And until we're able to overcome that thing, then we'll be faced with different dilemmas that's similar to it. So the purpose, the goal of today is for you to understand that the power of perception before you project it can change how you see life in general. Learn to use your power to evolve your perception before you use it to project, to throw insecurities onto others. When you project stuff, especially when it's always negative. Now, sometimes, like the other day, I made a comment on a post that talked about great women turning good men into great men. I am going to do a show about that later on in a few. But my comment was perceived as negative because it was a warning to women that you cannot make a man be great. You cannot force that on people. And then the person was like, well, I'm trying to be positive here. Don't be so positive that you become a crutch to somebody that needs to be different, that needs to make some changes, that needs to walk away, that needs to realize the difference between a good man, a great man, and a sleazeball. And, I mean, listen, the 15 minutes is up, but this is important for you. This is important for us. You need to know. You need to rush. Don't rush. Take your time. You need to get everything to align. You need to understand that you, as a woman or man, has God's plan within your soul. You need to learn you so that you can grow. You got it. You need it. You want it. It's within you. Everything that you desire to do is already within you. You just have to take the initiative to unlock you. You unlock you by saying, you know what? Instead of saying that about them, let me see what's up with me. Because unless your life is perfect, unless you are totally happy with your life, you don't really have time to be trying to be sidetracked by what somebody else is doing with their life. Unless you are, you know, you just don't. I don't even care if that's your job. Like, at some point, being negative all the time will affect your joy. Be positive. Learn to perceive things from other people's perspective. Learn not to just think that your way is the only way that can be right. Because if you begin to look at it from 5 points of views instead of just 1 point of view, then you will grow too, because you will be able to understand everybody is raised different. Everybody comes from different environments. Everybody got different parents. Everybody has different mindsets. 2 people in the same household household could be treated totally the same on the surface level, but they could still get the perception of it differently. Don't ever think you know everything that you think you know about a person until you've spoken to that person, until you had chance to exchange personally with a person, until y'all shared some of your background information. You can never know where a person came from. You can never know what type of struggles that they may currently have that they don't speak of. But you can be empathetic. You can be sympathetic towards where they are, empathy towards how they got there. And then if you are able to grow yourself, then you can help others grow just by what you know. And then that's where we switch up the tempo. That's how we change the culture. That's how we become more. Until later, speaking freedom, over and out.
We are kings, we are gods. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe anything? We're going to save some lives. And it's our time. We have a church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss in the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO, ha 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 ha, if you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, we're not KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.